To start off, I need your name and title for the record.
Bill Colas, Mayor of City of Higginsville.
And Mayor Colas, a few ordinances was made into ordinances tonight, and this is for temporary housing. Can you explain this a little bit?
Yes, due to the construction of the major pipeline that's going across a portion of Lafayette County, and many workers coming to this area to take care of that particular work, housing has been kind of short for a short period of time. We don't know how long they're going to be here, so people are coming and taking everything available, even some motel rooms, all of our parking for our RVs and campers and those types of things. We in the city of Higginsville did not have any means to allow that to happen at our current mobile home parks. So this ordinance does take care of that, allows them to come for a period of time. There is a time limit on it, but it also stays in place that if any time it looks like we need to time frame raised up and extended for a period of time, that can happen too. So it would also not only apply for this particular case, but in case of an emergency or something of that nature where we need to bring other people in, RVs being the issue here, that would be allowed, and we wouldn't have to go back to what we had to do here to get this ordinance put in place.
Now, how many people are we talking that have come to Higginsville?
Right now, one of our motels, I'm not sure just how many rooms they have. I think they got 24, but they have been booked solid for several weeks now. We have an RV park outside the city limits, south of Higginsville. It's been booked for about 2 months now. And I've been in contact with others who are renting homes away from here, several miles away, as a matter of fact, as far away as Warrensburg, who are working closer to Higginsville than they are actually Warrensburg in some cases. So I don't know the total number of people, but quite a few.
So this will help alleviate that some.
It sure will. And, of course, we want to be a good partner with these workers who have to come a distance to come here. I know most of them, very few actually live in this area. They come from some areas wide range away from here. So we're glad to accommodate that and always welcome them to our city.
And some great news about Highway 13 as well. You want to give me a brief synopsis of that?
I'll be happy to. I do have a part to play on the Highway 13 coalition, and we meet monthly on this and have been for several years. I've been involved with it, I think, maybe 9, maybe possibly 10 years now. We meet monthly. That includes representatives from all the way from Henry County through Johnson County, Lafayette, Ray County, and Caldwell County. And we're talking about commissioners, mayors, city administrators, others who just individuals who have an interest in seeing improvements made to Highway 13. We met today in Lexington. There were 27 of us up in attendance. We had great expression of thoughts and ideas about 13 Highway, what needs to be done, what we'd like to see be done. All of us know that there needs to be work done on Highway 13 to expedite traffic, to make it safer, give us more passing opportunities, take care of slower vehicles. I mean, I could go on, but all of us have those issues, and so it's something that's very important for us to address. I'm looking for letters of support. The whole group is doing that. We will be taking letters of support to Kansas City when the Highway Commission actually meets next month. And we have a representative that will take those letters and actually present them to the Highway Commission, showing the support for work being done on Highway 13. I know there's some work going on right now. That's good, but that's not what we're looking for in the future. We need something to expedite the traffic better and make it more safe.
And who are you looking for these letters from? Just residents, basically?
If we have residents who would like to do that, I'll accept those. But I have contacted city administrators, people who have manufacturing positions here in our area. We have the sheriffs, other people in law enforcement, anybody that has a trucking facility or deals with a lot of trucks and those kinds of things, even EMS people who have to deal with tied-up traffic or slow traffic on Highway 13. City administrators, I think I might have mentioned that, economic development persons, mayors, commissioners in the county. So all those folks, and I may have left some of them out, but those are the main ones, school district people, hospital CEOs, those kind of folks that actually have to deal with a large number of people on the highways coming and going and getting to and from their locations is what we like to hear from.
And what kind of work were you wanting done on Highway 13?
Well, the coalition has actually supported a four-lane highway all the way from McClinton to Hamilton. That's not a very great distance, actually, and that would give us four lanes of traffic all the way from 36 Highway North, which has four lanes, all the way down to Clinton, and then Clinton South, clear down to the basically the Arkansas border is four lanes. So we're not talking about a big distance here to put a four-lane highway in place. We're talking about a lot of money and a lot of work to get that done. But also there are some talks about a 2+1 highway or a Super 2 highway, which would not bypass most of the communities if that would be the case. They would go ahead and parallel the current road that's there. Would not be as expensive as well. It wouldn't be as much right-of-way to buy and some things like that. So we'll entertain any of those ideas. The number one choice, of course, would be a four-lane highway. But I know money's an issue, and we understand that.
Well, one more thing I was wanting to touch on right quick. Murma was here, a Murma representative. And what were they here to do?
They were here to give us money to buy a camera for our police cars that actually does a couple things. First of all, it records everything that goes on, lets anybody know that why the officer was stopping the individual or the vehicle or whatever it might be. And then that also does something else. It protects the officer and what they're doing because it's all on film when we get that said and done. And those types of things make it good for law enforcement. It's safer, and it also protects the city from liability issues.
It's a great thing for the city, I think. Let me look through. An assistance grant was applied for the Davis Theater as well. Would you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, that's something that's been handled by Donna Brown, our economic development person, but she has informed me that through the NAP, or Neighborhood Assistance Program, that's provided by the state, that is a possibility that an issue kind of like what we have here with the Davis Theater, there have been issues to, or I should say fundraisers and other things to get the money ready to make that a digital operation, and it just takes a long time when we do it that way. There are some qualifications. It has to be something that would benefit the entire community. It'd be something that wouldn't cost less than $500,000. Some of those kinds of issues, we have to make sure that we fell in line there. The assessment of the facility itself and then the loan application still had to meet within qualifications. So that's what it was for. We had to get that done. Donna worked, I think, a couple nights into the wee hours to get the paperwork done. I signed the final part of it just one day last week, and she got in, I think she said, 3 days ahead of time or 3 hours ahead of time. But anyway, if that is successful, if we can actually get that application and get it approved through the state, then monies can be borrowed to take care of buying the facility away from the current owners. That would go to Main Street Higginsville then, who would then be the proprietors of that, and they would then put a board together to make sure the operation's running right.
And that's great news. I know Higginsville's been working to save the Davis Theater for quite some time, so that's great news for the whole community, I think.
It is, and we've all had a part to play in that. We don't want the Davis Theater to go dark forever. It has been dark for a little while now. But there was even an effort just in our county fair here just about a month ago where there was money being raised to save the Davis Theater. And we've all had a part in that, myself included. And we know it's an economic tool for our city. It brings people to town. It's just an item that we like to keep open and keep it running. And I think we can do it with this particular program.
Well, Mayor Colas, I believe I've taken enough of your time, but is there anything else that you would like to add here?
No, I just appreciate your concern and your care to come over and see how we're doing and what we're doing and let the people know about it and report it to them. So I appreciate that.
Not.